Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, we're very happy to welcome in our friend to talk a little football, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, Radio.com. All guests appear on the dial pad guest line, and Baldy is brought to us by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. So, Brian, thanks so much for joining us. We're walking down memory lane. Were you watching the World Series 30 years ago tonight? Did you see the earthquake on TV?
Yeah, I was in India. I was playing for the Colts then in 89. And, you know, I came home for practice, you know, and it was, you know, during the middle of the week. And I always watch the World Series, always try to watch as much of the playoffs as I can. But I just remember seeing the destruction, devastation, and everything that took place, you know. And it was back when it was just kind of beginning where you could see, like, that type of destruction on TV. You know, like, I mean, it wasn't back before then. It was kind of local news and didn't have the satellites and all that, so it was something where you could be in Indianapolis and just kind of feeling for everybody that was affected by such, you know, by such such an earthquake like that.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. It was the first natural disaster broadcast live and into our living rooms. It was something else. Yeah. Brian, another natural disaster might be this 49er defensive line. Last time they were broadcast into my living room, I couldn't believe how good they were. You watch more NFL film than anyone. How far over our skis are we if we say the Niners have the best defensive line in football? Too much, or is that accurate?
No, well, it's early. It's early, but they certainly, you know, when you talk about goal line stands, you know, with the Rams, and then, the, you know, that second, third, and fourth and one there at the beginning of the fourth quarter, the middle of the field. I mean, you know, whether it was Eric Armstead or DeForest Buckner or Boza, I mean, you know, they're leaving their mark, you know, and it's just beginning. I think it's just beginning because, you know, you saw D Ford and Nick Boza miss most of preseason, even some of the start. They were kind of getting themselves into shape, and now they're rounding into shape. And the rotation is down right now. I mean, I think we're just beginning to see, you know, the devastation that this line can bring every single week. And the fact is that teams that want to throw the football, and most of them do, you only have so many players or so many guys that you can double team. You only have so many doubles, and you only have so many great blockers that can handle a guy like Nick Boza one-on-one. There's not many in the league that if you give him, you know, a 4 or 5 yard running start, and he converts that speed to power like he did the other night. I mean, it's just very difficult to stop that power from collapsing the pocket. And it can come from inside, outside, a combination of it. And we're seeing it, you know, it's one thing the passing game, but to see it in the run game, the way they shut the Rams down in two key, you know, spots of the game, that's when it really kind of shows up.
Nationally, was that game viewed more as a 49ers coming out party or, oh my God, the Rams might be in trouble? Because, you know, the Rams have all the recency bias having been to the Super Bowl. And I just wonder how much of a hangover that leaves the next year in terms of perception away from the immediate Bay Area.
That's a good question. To say it's a combination of both, I would say that I'm probably not answering the question. I would say it's more of a coming out party of the 49ers. You know, you're holding the Rams to 7 points. I mean, that's been a top five offense in the league the last 3 years. And to hold them to a touchdown, you know, that's I know Todd Gurley wasn't in the game, But, you know, that's a pretty big statement, I think. You know, especially if they're knocking on your door in the second quarter and they're on the one-yard line, they got two shots to punch it in and they can't do it there. You know, to see the 49ers shorthanded at you know, both tackle spots, at the fullback spot, you know, to see Jimmy Ward play the game that he played, I mean, he's kind of a forgotten guy there in San Francisco. I think, to answer your question, it's more of a coming-out party, the 49ers, and what they can be this season.
So this is something we were tossing around before the show a little bit, and I'm curious to get, frankly, better perspective on it. Kyle Shanahan so far, and this started because our producer asked, how come they're not throwing the ball to the running back more? And what we came around to was the way they're playing on defense, they don't need to. How much do you think Kyle Shanahan is holding back because they haven't needed explosive offense to get wins to this point?
Well, I mean, you have to, like, look at it. You know, the most explosive play they had in the game was to George Kittle. He lined up at fullback.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, that was a heck of a play. We've never seen George in an offset fullback position before. But they got to cobble the position together without Juszczyk there. So, I mean, it was a creative play. And if you look at the timing of the play between the fake to, I believe it was Tevin Coleman. But if you look at the timing and then how George was really going up to block the middle linebacker and then just hit the gas pedal and blew right by him. I mean, it was a really well-designed play. You know, the run of the ball is as well as they've ever run it. So if you're running it really well, you're not going to throw it to the backs as much. I don't know that he's holding back. I honestly, you know, I said it this week, and I believe it. If you give Kyle Shanahan 30 minutes to come up with a game plan, it'll be a great game plan. If you give him a week to come up with a game plan, you're going to see five new plays you've never seen before. And that's kind of where he's at right now. And it just really depends. You know, part of Kyle's strength is he's great at designing plays, but maybe the bigger strength is when to pull them out. And so I think every week it's a little bit different of when they're going to come and if the right situation presents itself to make it happen. But he's not going to force these plays just because they're new plays.
Toward that end, how much does he show this week or not show this week based on the opponent and the struggles it's had?
Well, just the question itself, man, it's the right question. But if they're for 1 second overlooking the Redskins, I created a game plan last night. Like, I don't really understand. I mean, Emmanuel Mosley is your starting right corner, and has been since Jason Rett got smoked by Deontay Johnson in the Pittsburgh game, and nobody has gone after him. And I just am scratching my head. Like, Brandon Cooks didn't go after him. You know, Odell Beckham went after him for maybe a play. But the best player on the Redskins right now is the rookie, Terry McLaurin. And this guy's got 5 touchdowns in 5 games, and he's got instant gas. And if I was the Redskins and I was, you know, Callahan, and I'm trying to cobble a game plan together, I would go after Emmanuel Harris 15 times in this game. And I don't know, maybe Emmanuel Harris is Deion Sanders, but that's how – these last two teams have treated him like he's Deion Sanders out there. So I would be cautious just because I know that they could go there in Washington and they could blow the whole thing up. But if you do that and you think like that, what if they hit McLaurin on the first play of the game on a go route and they're up 7-0 and all of a sudden the Redskins believe that they can find these plays to stay? I would just go play football and I'd bring them all out. You know, I'd go east and show everybody that we're for real and get to 6-0, and I'd try to put up a 40 spot if I could.
Any given Sunday league indeed. Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. Look, if I'm the Raiders, I'm watching last week's tape, and I'm realizing that the officials had much to do with the Packers winning that game as the Packers did at times. If I'm the Raiders, I'm going to Lambeau to win this weekend. Is that nuts?
No. No, I mean, you know, the Eagles went there and ran for 173 yards against them. And, you know, I haven't seen a great red zone offense from the Packers yet. They ran for 4 touchdowns in the red zone against the Cowboys. That's an anomaly, although I like Aaron Jones. The only red zone touchdown I've seen from really Aaron Rodgers so far was a jump ball to Jimmy Graham. No, I mean, I'd go there and I'd play keep away and I'd try to win time of possession and I try to get 40 rushes against the Packers and see if they can play run defense. that's what they should do. I think that's what John Gruden's going to try to do this weekend.
I got the right running back to do it with. I'd like to see it happen. Thank you so much, man. Great to talk to you, Brian. Always appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Enjoy it this weekend.
At Baldy NFL, if you want to be a better, smarter football fan, you follow him on Twitter, you watch his breakdowns, you learn. That's how it works.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.